Hi and welcome. Thanks for joining us for part two of a two-part series in managing your security when extending BizTalk to the cloud. I'm Mick.
And I'm
Azure MVP.
Sorry, should we take that again?
Feel free, go fire away, my friend.
Can we take it again?
Yeah, that's fine. Here we go. We're live in three, two.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for joining us for part two of a two-part series in managing security when extending BizTalk to the cloud. I'm Mick, an Azure MVP.
And I'm Mikkel, also MVP in this field of integration.
And we're going to extend our discussion and talk about how we can leverage and extend BizTalk into the cloud while keeping it secure. So just to give a quick recap on part one of our series. What we got to was essentially this slide here, where we went off and we secured a service, a BizTalk server, sat in front of our line of business application. We secured a service using the service bus relay binding, and we were then able to go off. Mikhail worked his magic, and he called the ACS. We got a token. We came back and we called the relay service, such as that. So feel free, if you didn't check out the first part series, you can go back and check out part one. So we're now up to part two, where we start to talk about and extend that authentication, namely into federated authentication. So when we, you know, for example, you might enter the US and you might be greeted by the lovely LA customs officer. And at that point, you might show a Visa card. So they're going to look at you and say, that's not going to work for me. And the reason is, it's not that your Visa card is invalid, it's the fact that they don't actually trust the Visa company itself. So there hasn't been a previous agreement or a trust set up that in place. So if we move on a little bit on the slides, we can actually then go off and start to authenticate against. So we'll go off to, let's say, the local police or wherever the customs office is in your particular country, the passport office, and we go and get a passport being issued back by that particular officer. Now, the fact that when we come back to the LA customs officer, LA trusts many different bodies, security bodies in the world, throughout the world, who issue out the passport. So in this particular instance, our passport should be fine as we're allowed to go through the gates. And in this case, we have the issuer, which is the passport office, and they're an STS. So they issue out a passport, or in our world in IT, we tend to call that a token. So they give us a token and we present that token to the customs officer or the relay service. So that's great. And that then is termed a relaying party application. So that's something that we use with BizTalk. And there's what makes all this work is the fact that there's a trust set up between us. So how do we apply that to our particular scenario here? And that is, we'd like to use federated authentication. So back in the day, you had your Active Directory, and that's fine. Lots of users, very secure. We'd like to access that. One of the ways that we can access that is through ADFS. And so we can have our federated services, our Active Directory federated services sitting in front of that. And we can configure that many different ways. And essentially it's going to give us a token coming back saying, here is a token that describes that particular user or yourself on the network. Now, if we applied that particular token straight to the relay service, it will fail. And the reason for that is that the relay service doesn't trust your federated, your ADFS service. It only trusts, and if you remember back from part one thing, and that is ACS as it stands today. So let's go and head over to, are we doing this particular demo or should we move on to the next one, do you think?
I think we can skip this one and move directly
to the next one.
Yes.
Okay. So that particular demo was just about grabbing a token and sending it to the relay service and failing. So that will be in the demo code that you can see. What we would like to do now is to take that same token. So we authenticate, the important part here is on the slide, we authenticate against the ADFS as a particular user. And that's where our user store is in this particular scenario. We then get our token back and we pass that same token to ACS. Previously, ACS knows about our ADFS setup and trusts have been set up with certificates. And we then get back a special ACS token, a SWAT token, as it's called. And we then can pass that to the relay service and we're good to go. We'd be able to access that line of business at the back end. So it's a little bit convoluted, but the reason why we need to do that is because the relay service only trusts ACS. Beautiful. So how does that pan out in our particular story here that we're building out? So we have our ADFS, we have our AD, and what we would, we can then leverage applications such as Office 365, mobile apps, things like that. So we now have access to our secure store. We can also use Active Directory. We can use Azure Active Directory, and we can then have another model where we use DirSync to actually synchronize the user accounts in various formats. And we have that in Azure Active Directory, which is a lot more scalable and a lot more controllable. So
I think we can cut in with a demo in between.
I think so. Why not? Head to your demo. Let's see this in action.
Thank you. So the last time we were looking at this, we looked at the ACS portal where we could set up some properties along the way for our relay service. So what we saw last time was we have an address for our relay, we have some particular users, and we had some management endpoints as well. Now, the users are not going to be relevant for this demo. We're going to use our Active Directory users instead. But what you also can do in ACS is you can add identity providers. And that can be of many different kinds. You can add LiveID, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, whatever it might be. But in this particular case, we want to use the ADFS identity provider. So there's a few steps where you go through. When you actually add one of these, it will ask for the federation metadata file from your ADFS. So let's go to our ADFS server and look at ADFS. And for those who haven't seen this before, first of all, here's our users in our Active Directory. We have chosen to use Big Bang Theory users.
Yeah.
And we have also then have our ADFS to configure. So ADFS has a set of endpoints that we can use. First of all, there's this Federation metadata XML endpoint, which we need to use for ACS when we're done. And we also have then our reliant party trusts. So this is where you can come in and you can set up or configure your endpoint, in this case, saying the identifier. These are the URIs that we saying we are going to provide tokens for. So we're actually providing tokens not for our relay endpoint, but for ACS. So this particular endpoint is for ACS, Access Control Service. You can set up encryption and signatures and others. For this one, we would not go through all this, but we need to point out the claims. So claims is a way to describe a user. It's a value pair dictionary with username, email address, shoe size, whatever you want to have. But generally, those are attributes that you find in Active Directory. So these are my claims that I've added to this. So on the left side, we have display name, email address, and groups within Active Directory. On the right side, we have our outgoing claims. That's going to be part of our token that's going to be responded back from this. We have name, email address, and group here as well.
Great.
Cool. So let's start the demo where we actually fetch this data. Last demo, we fetched the token from ACS, and this time we're gonna fetch that token from ADFS. So we're gonna go say, well, we're gonna query ADFS. This is the base address that was the relay service, and then use our Active Directory account rather than the mobile services user that we found in ACS. So let's see what happens here. So we'll step through this, and this is where we make the call to Active Directory. Now we've got a new token. This one is a XML formatted token. Some stuff to point out here is that we have an audience. Again, this one, this audience is the ACS. We have our claims. We have the name, the email address, and the different groups that the user is part of. And we also have the sign, the signing of the token so that the receiver, ACS in this case, can make sure it is signed and created by our ADFF server. So now the next step is actually get the token from ACS. And rather than as we did in the first place when we use a username password, we're actually using the same SAML token that we just received and put that, stick that one into to the request.
Great, so we've grabbed the ADFS token and now we're sending that to ACS. It'll give us a token back, a SWAT token.
The SWAT token.
And then we should be able to get access to our service. Fingers crossed, folks.
One does not simply acquire a token.
One does not.
So we got a token back, and let's see what that one looks like. The interesting part is here that all the claims that we had in our first token has now been propagated down to our SWAT token as well. So we can still see things like our name,
and
email address in our groups, along with the obvious key or sign to prove that this token was created by ACS. So we continue from here, and hopefully we're now making the call to our relay service in the cloud. And
here's our... Fantastic.
So with this, over to you, Mick.
Okay, that all worked?
That all worked.
Fantastic. So that was a successful demo. Thanks, folks. And just lastly, we've completed the whole picture. And now that we have this particular part set up, we can actually leverage this in many different ways. And I'd like to just finish with a last little demo here where we can go into SharePoint. So this is SharePoint Office 365. And we've called the work orders service that Mikhail exposed a moment ago. And we then can, you know, work through this map so that as an Office user, I can go back. You can see that I'm Sheldon up here that's logged in. And if I'm out in the field on my device, there we go, that was the lock screen. So we've got a mobile app that we've created. And I'm now going to sign in as Sheldon using the same username and password, fingers crossed. Just see how we go with that. Great. All right, I'll try that one more time. Super secret password. There we go. Just getting used to typing on the screen. And okay, that looks promising. So this particular application, a work orders app, I'm out in the field. It's now going off calling the service, and I should be able to see my work orders coming up. And they've now come up, they've arrived, and it's calling the particular service. And if you watch closely, these are all very similar. They're actually
the same,
aren't they? And we can hit complete and done and so on. So here's a way that we've shown you in this particular series on how you can go off and extend your identity management. There's many ways to do this, and we've just shown you a small part of it. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.
I'm Mick.
I'm Mikhail.
See you later.